Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and today I'm just going to play a very, very simple little piano piece, and I'm going to play you a saxophone classic, and then I'm introducing you to a wine, and I want to ask you to help me with something, okay? So here's the piano. Make sure you've got something really nice, you know, pour yourself a nice, cool something or other. Or if you haven't got anything cool, a hot chocolate. Ready? One's called The Vamp. It's quite short. It's not a bad one to teach kids, you know, if they've got any ability whatsoever, and also to teach them if they haven't got any ability, because, you know, let's face it, we do need to put food on the table. And it's not really down to whether the kids have any ability or not. It's more down to the fact that the parents have got an open wallet, and that money needs to come out of their open wallet and into my open wallet. That's kind of how I do it, you know. But I'm not limited, you know, to just teaching the piano these days. I also play the piano, play the saxophone, and talk the hind leg off a donkey. And sometimes I'm quite funny. But I also run wine events. And today I'm enjoying Cuvée Vivat. It's a red Bordeaux. It's a right bank Bordeaux from Chateau Gigot, which is Blaye Cote Bordeaux. It's nestling right up as far as you can go up the Gironde River. Just overlooking that left bank there. There's so much rivalry between the two. But the main differences between them is that predominantly right bank Bordeaux is Merlot based and left bank is Cabernet Sauvignon based. So you get some really beautiful velvet, incredibly wonderful texture wines from the right bank. And if you watched my trio tasting last night, you'll remember that I said that this particular wine is like running around a rose and geranium garden being chased by somebody really quite delicious. Rose petals in a glass. Absolutely sumptuous. I really feel that I'm being massaged by an angel come down from heaven with this wine. I think I'm not being over the top. 2019, 14%. Retails at £19.99, but of course I snaffled a whole case full at £11.25 per bottle because, well, you know, St. Lady Feck, priority customer. And if you come out to my wine events, I'll be handing out some of my top secrets of how I get so much really good wine, absolute priority, and at such a low price. And of course, it's all about, you know, it's not so much what you've got, is it? It's what you do with it that counts. Anyway, let's waffle and let's get on to the sax. Now, I'm not altogether a fan of Duke Ellington because I do think, you know, the era, there was a lot of sort of rather crass commercial tunes just put out there to be sensational and get a following. And it hasn't got, for me, the kind of real, raw, rugged essence of a soloist. Say, you know, just like, for example, Miles Davis. Although he has a band, it's him as a soloist with a backing group, same as Charlie Parker. You don't take any notice of the backing group. But with Duke Ellington, he's playing the piano. It's all about his band. And the tunes, in my opinion, aren't that amazing. But let's see if we can tart this one up a bit. This got some nostalgia for me, and I do quite like this one. It's called Satin Doll.
Thank you.
Mistaken there, but it's because my A flat key wasn't working. That's why we have Whistler papers in the saxophone case, because you just slip the paper under the pad and voila, hopefully it's all in good fettle. So thank you for listening in. What I want to say is this: I want to ask you to help me help you. Now, basically, you know, my teaching income has more or less gone tits up. And I've got to sort of expand things. So I've created a brand new sizzling wine blog, which is winezo.uk, which has got new stuff coming on it pretty much every day. And so get down there, some really high quality wine tasting videos and also cellaring tips, all sorts of aspects on wine, little known things that you, well, didn't know because they're obviously little known. And I'm going to be creating some events so you can actually come out of your armchair and arrive at a venue and be all lushed up by St. Lady Feck with 8 wines to taste and a huge mountain of cheese. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can't drink all the wine and I can't eat all the cheese myself. I need some help. I need you to come out, pay your ticket price. It's 22 quid. You'll get the best evening of your life, or I'll eat all the cheese in front of you, okay? And basically, it's going to help me to put food on my table, and I'm going to help you to put wine on your table. Firstly, because I'm going to give you wine on your table, and secondly, because I'm going to give you all the tips to get priority customer treatment, super fabulous wines at a slipshod price, and everyone is basically going to be happy. But I cannot run these events on my own. You have to help me. You have to come out, okay? It's Friday the 13th of October. I've specially chosen the best date. 7 o'clock, Kerrisley Rugby Football Club. It's just north of Coventry. Now, don't worry about where it is, because once you've got your ticket, I will make sure you get there, okay? Even if you have to take a train, or even if you have to take the A train. You know, I want you to be there like a satin doll. I'm the vamp. I just said vamp. I didn't say vampire. Okay, so seriously, don't think that everyone else in the world is going to be the audience. They're not. If you're not there, I can't run it. Okay? Make sure you prioritize that night in your life. Just run your whole life around it so that you can be there with me. We'll have a tremendous time. Thank you very much for listening in, and here's a quick glissando for you. Ciao.